Welcome to Social Media Know-How, the podcast featuring the greatest minds and brands in the world of social and digital marketing. And now, your host, founder and CEO of Link Humans, Jorgen Sundberg.
Hey son, svej son, hur är läget? Here to lighten up your commute, it is Social Media Know-How, the Link Humans podcast. And I'm your host, Jorgen Sundberg. This podcast is here to help you improve your social and digital marketing, all whilst you're on a train or in the car, or perhaps you're ironing. Who knows? It's the third week of April 2016. Spring has kind of arrived in London. It's not too warm yet, but it's heading in the right direction, which is good news. I am very excited, as always, about today's show. I'm going to be joined by Mike Davis. And we're going to be talking about social selling, which is, of course, a very hot topic nowadays. Mike will be sharing how he and his team does social selling really well down at Santander, which is a huge bank here in the UK and Spain, of course. But we'll roll that in a minute. But before that, I wanted to mention the big news. Well, from last week, the absolute barrage of news coming out from the big F, Facebook, that is. So Mark Zuckerberg kicked off the F8 conference last week, and I'm sure you caught some of the updates. I mean, how could you have missed them? And what I'm not going to go into all the details, but what I found really impressive is that the company announced somewhere around, I can't tell it up, about 20 new features across their product, which is, well, if you compare to Twitter or LinkedIn, it's about as much as those two will deliver in a full year. So the powerhouse of Facebook keeps innovating and connecting the world. Very impressive stuff. And I think the only service that seems to be one step ahead of them is, of course, Snapchat, who is also rolling out new features on almost a weekly basis. So we'll see where that one heads. And have you ever heard of Social Media London? It just happens to be the UK's biggest social media community, and it also just happens to be part of Link Humans. So I founded Link Humans and Social Media London back in 2010, so it's been going for 6 years now. And Social Media London, every year we run a conference called SM London Live. So it's hashtag SM London Live. So the hashtag is just SM London, and then live is the extra bit, basically indicating it's a full-day conference. And this year it will be on the 9th of December. And a lot of planning goes into an event like this, as you can imagine. And we've just started with putting out a request. Yeah, a request to anyone who would like to speak, who'd like to be on a panel, who'd like to be a sponsor, a media partner, or to be involved in any other way. And so I'd like to put that call out to anyone listening to this podcast. I put a link in the show notes to the quick set of questions we'd like you to answer if you're interested. And of course, you don't have to be based in London. November is the perfect time to come over for a little shopping trip anyway. Any excuse, huh? So if you like to click on that, or you could just send me an email. Either one works. My email is jorgen@linkhumans.com, J-O-R-G-E-N at linkhumans.com. Right, so with that, it's time for our tip of the week. Hello there. Do you love Reddit as much as I do? Reddit is, of course, a bulletin board / news website, which always seems to have the best content on the interwebs. Not just cute animals in hilarious situations, but, well, there is some of that. But also important news stories and very useful utilitarian content. I'd say, in a way, it's similar to Twitter, but the difference is there is not as much noise on Reddit. All the content on Reddit gets voted on, meaning the best voted content will surface at the top. So that means people have already vouched for it. So it's much more obvious what the best content is in a particular field than it would be on most news sites or social networks. And there are also channels dedicated to whatever you're interested in, so you could find the best content in I don't know, what you're into, knitting or office furniture, for instance. Anywho, the downside to Reddit, as wonderful as the service is that they haven't had a dedicated app. Instead, you've had to use some dodgy apps that are connected into the service with a suboptimal experience to follow, of course. Now, however, my tip of the week is that the good folks at Reddit have finally launched an app, and it's available for both iOS and Android, and I've been using it for a week or two, and I think it's really good. And I know that they're developing it as we speak, but basically they've put it out for the first month. They said, please give us as much feedback as possible. So check it out, give them feedback, and enjoy Reddit from the comfort of your telephone. Okay, with that, it's now time to roll this week's interview. And this was recorded at a LinkedIn event in London last week about social selling. And it's a fairly short interview, so if you have further questions for Mike, feel free to connect with him on LinkedIn and Twitter. All right, let's roll the tape. Mike Davis, how are you?
I'm very well, Jorgen, thank you.
Great. So tell us about Santander and your role there.
Okay, so I'm head of business development for Santander Corporate Commission in the UK. We are what we like to call a scale challenger corporate bank. Established in 2008, so relatively new to the market. We're currently on 7% market share and with fairly ambitious growth targets to take us through for the next 4 years.
And what does your role entail?
So I lead a team of business development directors, and in a nutshell, our role is to identify new business, to make initial contact with, build a rapport and introduce back to Santander.
Great. And I want to talk about social selling today. How did you implement social selling in your organization, and can you talk us through the stages?
Yeah, for sure. So we've used LinkedIn for a long time in Santander. I think we're one of the earliest banks to use Sales Navigator. And what we did was, in a very methodical way, identify people in the organization with a frontline sales function and look at the tools that we could use or tools that we could deploy to support them in their building their portfolios of customers. So once we got that functional piece out of the way, we looked across the market to identify the right sort of support and the right sort of tools for our sales guys. And LinkedIn obviously fits very well because it is a social platform. And it allows us to put people in touch with the right prospects at the right time.
And what challenges did you come across, and how did you address them?
I think the biggest challenge was change. Banking is quite a stable industry.
Yes.
You know, we employ guys who've been in relationship roles for 10, 15, 20 years. So, you know, they've got very established ways of doing things. Social selling is a new concept, a relatively new concept, and LinkedIn was a new tool. So it was a process of education, but also best practice sharing that allowed us to move from the novelty of having a LinkedIn Sales Navigator account to becoming just part of people's day-to-day routine.
Okay, and if we look at the social channels that you use, yeah, obviously you're using LinkedIn and the social, Sales Navigator tool. Mm-hmm. Do you also use Twitter or any other social networks at all?
We don't. We limit ourselves just to LinkedIn.
Right.
And the reason for that is clarity of message. Mm-hmm. So we're looking to build real relationships. So LinkedIn allows us to, within Mel and so on, make a one-on-one contact. Santander as an organisation uses Twitter and has various Twitter handles, but in terms of our social selling, we do limit ourselves just to LinkedIn.
Okay. And what about, I asked someone this earlier today actually, what about videos and other visual type of content? Do you use SlideShare, for instance, to visualise your product offering?
We don't use SlideShare. We do use a lot of video, though.
Yeah. YouTube.
There's a channel, and a lot of the content on YouTube is fed into LinkedIn as shares. We also have a LinkedIn page where we share a lot of our video. And what we try and do, we try and build a lot of case study content as opposed to just marketing messages, because what we found is, on a, in a social selling context, the ability to highlight a real business and a real situation where we were able to provide a solution works far better than a generic marketing message in that social media context.
Yeah, okay, great. And if we look at tech and apps and tools and so on, which apart from all this Sales Navigator and LinkedIn, what else do you use? You have a CRM system, I take it?
Yeah, we have an in-house CRM system.
Oh, right.
Which is bespoke to Santander.
Well,
there is no app for that. But we do use a lot of information sources, again, to help with our social media interaction. So things like Avention and Artesian, where we can pick up news feeds, particularly where we're building prospect pools of businesses that we're interested in working with. We like to track them from a, you know, official information angle, so accounts at Companies House and so on, but also picking up news and social media stories, because again, just from case studies and anecdote, what we're finding is the more a business will put information out through social media, the more receptive they are to an approach via social media. So we're using a lot of other tools to track that sort of content.
And for the social the content that you put out, do you have an employee advocacy tool at all? Something that delivers content to your sales guys? Or
we have a social media team,
right?
And they're tasked with providing content. Again, primarily coming from our marketing function, but also from PR. So we've got that high level feed, but also across the business development team, we look to share content as well. So if one of my team in Scotland, for example, finds a useful story linked to SMEs or a target sector for us, we'll always make sure that gets shared as well. So it's internal content, but we're also not averse to sharing external content.
And do any of your guys, well, including yourself, do you create content such as articles on LinkedIn?
We do. Again, we do that two ways. We use our senior exec team as leads on certain stories, but we will create local content as well, and that just allows us to take a sort of two stage approach. There's the national view, but then there's also the local view, and quite often those local stories resonate more with smaller businesses. We find in there it almost humanizes some of our guys.
Great, okay. And the $1 million question: how do you go about measuring success, and can you share any results that you've seen?
Okay, so we started off as all good sales campaigns do, with specific targets for a result of our social media activity. The edges of that got really, really blurred, because the sales process, when you're onboarding a corporate business, isn't just a function of social media activity or marketing. So we've taken a much more blended approach to the return on investment statistic, which I think everybody defaults to. So we will include social media activity with our overall business development activity in terms of measuring success. There have been tangible increases in terms of the volume and quality of sales that we've driven through business development and Santander as a whole. And I think probably the best indicator is, if you think that 3 years ago our market share was about 3.5%, we've embraced social media, we've embraced a lot of changes in our business development activity, we're now somewhere around 7% market share. So that isn't all attributable to social selling. The social selling has played a real significant part in reaching that number, and we're expecting that to continue.
And the social selling index, is that something you guys look at?
It is. It does bring out the alpha salesperson, as opposed to the alpha male. It's a really useful measure, because all of the constituent parts that form the SSI also contribute to good business development. So yeah, we do use that, and the quest for bragging rights in Santander SSI can be can be quite fierce.
Who's got the highest score? What is the highest score?
The last I looked, the highest score we had was, I think it was 87, and it was our business development director in London.
Wow.
Who's not backwards and coming forwards and letting us all know he had the highest SSI score.
Okay, right. And if we look at other brands, other companies who are doing interesting things in the social space, which brands do inspire you?
That was a really, really good question. I think, interestingly, the brands that get my attention in social selling are probably all outside financial services.
Yeah, that's fine.
There's the obvious, sort of Apples and Googles, but they're sort of, I just love the way those guys have taken their company names, and they're just, almost, verbs in the case of Google.
Yes.
But I think, where I get really sort of impressed with things is I live in Cardiff, and we've got the Wells Millennium Centre, which is an opera house in the city, and it's a fantastic building, but it was probably massively underused. They've recently recruited a business development director who used to run a tech company, and the profile that those guys have managed to achieve, not just in Wales but nationally, has been really impressive. And it's just from a constant and steady stream of quality social selling. So they use Facebook, they use Twitter, they use LinkedIn, but it's at the stage now where I almost want to check every week what those guys are doing and putting on. So that would be my one sort of shout out.
Yeah, that's very strong. If you they get people like yourself just checking in to see what they're posting.
I've mentioned them on the blog now as well, so.
Yes, absolutely. Right, so if we look at the next few years, what do you think will happen in the world of social selling?
I think the one thing I predict is that we'll stop thinking of social selling as something distinct from sales, marketing or business development.
Yeah.
It will and should become business as usual.
Yeah. Yeah, I was wondering, when are we going to drop the social recruiting, social selling, social this and that?
Yeah.
Social marketing.
Absolutely.
Right, and so where can we learn, well, what can our listeners, where can they learn more about yourself, Santander, and where can they connect with yourself, Mike?
Best way to connect with people is on LinkedIn.
Obviously.
Dead easy to find, Mike Davis, Santander. From my LinkedIn page, there are links to relevant pages on the Santander website. But I'm really happy for people to get in touch and ask any questions that they've got.
Mike Davis, thank you very much.
My pleasure.
There we go. So be sure to check out the Wales Millennium Centre on Twitter. They got some very good content there. I just embedded something in the article to go along with this podcast. And as Mike says, do check out your social selling index. Go to linkedin.com/sales/SSI and see what yours is now. And it's not a competition, but it's good to measure yourself, perhaps against your peers, and also to look at your own trend, see if it's moving in the right direction. So my own score, because you're all wondering, seems to swing from around 75 to the low 80s. And apparently I need to create more relationships on LinkedIn, which is funny because I have a lot of connections running. Interesting to hear that Santander are only using LinkedIn for social selling. I would probably use it together with Twitter myself. What would you say? Please let us know on the hashtag SMKnowHow and tell us your best social selling tips and channel selection and so on. And I'll give you a shout out on the next episode. Now, speaking of big shout outs, Michelle Jubin at Cision, I think it's Cision, yeah, as in the Cision, but the company is called Cision. Michelle Jubin, based out of Chicago, she only discovered this podcast last week, and she sent us a few very nice tweets. The final tweet she sent was a screen grab of her iPhone just before boarding a plane. She had downloaded no less than 11 episodes of Social Media Know-How to get ready for a flight. So now, if that didn't send her to sleep on the plane, I don't know what would. Broom, dish. Okay, so big thank you for listening and reaching out to us, Michelle. Follow her on Twitter. It's her Twitter handle is D-Z-I-U-B-S or D-Z-I-U-B-S in the American vernacular. And I'll link to her in the show notes, of course. That's it. Many thanks for tuning in, and I will catch you all next week.
Thank you for listening to Social Media Know-How with your host, Jorgen Sundberg of Link Humans. For show notes and more, go to linkhumans.com/podcast and check out the hashtag SM Know-How.